Amen. My lips shall praise you, thus will I bless you. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Roll them. Everything you roll to the Lord is, if you were a bowler, you roll a strike. He knocks all the pins down. Amen. Amen. And so we continue, because that's what we're supposed to do, is continue, right? Continue. Continue in our walk with God. Continue in our battle. You know, we rejoiced in the victory in the election. We're still rejoicing in that. We're still praying. We're still rolling things on to the Lord. We can't let up. You know, we need to continue to pray, just like in everything. But I do believe that this is for the United States and for the world. Yes. To continue to be a beacon and keep on being a light. And so we're a light where we are, in ourselves, here and now, but we're also a beacon to the world in our prayers and in our decrees, in our confidence in it. Confidence that the Spirit of the Lord is in this thing. It's not just man did not do it. God did it. God did it. And people who don't understand God can't understand God. And if we say we always know, we're fooling ourselves. You know, what's he gonna do? What's he doing? How did he do that? Why did he do that? And we can be set free from figuring it out, and just knowing that he's on time, and that he's known what he was doing since the very beginning. And it's hard for us to understand sometimes. We can read the Bible and we look and we say, okay, so Abraham had a promise. And then within that promise there was the little thing that said you're going to be 400 years in captivity. How did the Egyptians forget what went on? Did they not tell stories to each other? How did they forget about Joseph, but they knew nothing about Joseph? And how does that happen? Well, then we wonder, how does it happen that from generation to generation, kids can forget about God. You know? And we, from one hour to the next, can act like we forget about God. But as long as we get back to where you once belonged, you know, get back. You know, when we recognize that we've walked, remember last week we talked about, we don't have to walk in darkness. And if we find ourselves in darkness, don't convince yourself that you can handle walking in darkness. Because the Bible says those who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. So, you know, we have those things. When it's time to move on, it's time to move on. But sometimes it's hard to move on. Had my son home to help me to fix my trailer door, and then I couldn't find my spring wrenches, two pieces of steel. I did find your boat motor headphones, John, and so I brought those. I've been going to bring those forever. In fact, I had them sitting out in the open. I just never got it done, but Found those, but we never did find the others. And what do you think in the night kept me awake? And so then I would get back to the light and I would say, Lord, if I'm awake, I don't want to think about two pieces of steel, you know. I want to think about you. But where are those pieces of steel? No, I'm going to think about you, Lord. Time to move on. And so I was thinking about moving on, and somehow in the midst of that, I thought about Peter and John when they saw the crippled man at the gate. And they looked at him intently. Sometimes we got to be intense about getting back to where we belong. And I looked at him intently, and the Bible doesn't tell us how long he looked at him intently. But I thought of a couple different things, like when he was looking intently about him remembering that Jesus said, you feed them. And that maybe the Lord just said, you heal them. Because I think that there's a real strong possibility that they walked past that same guy many times, even with Jesus, but Jesus never healed them. And yet sometimes he'd go places and everybody would get healed. But this time they walk by and this guy asks them for money and they look at him intently. You know, maybe they thought, well, if Jesus didn't do it, maybe we don't need to either. And maybe the Holy Spirit said, yeah, it's time. I don't know. I don't know what goes on. Because sometimes I don't even know what goes on in my own head. But they looked at him intently, and all of a sudden he said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And maybe he was thinking, you know, because they after the Holy Spirit came, you know, the believers had a great time. Healings and miracles were breaking out. The group was growing. And now these guys were headed for the temple. Maybe they had said, okay, it's time to move on. Let's go hit the temple. And no doubt they kind of thought a little bit about the fact that, you know, for quite some time in Jesus' ministry, every time he hit the temple, we were afraid we were all going to get killed. But time to move on. And before they get to the temple, they made matters much, much worse. They healed that guy. Amen. And that broke it public. You know, it's like walking into the post office and saying, praise the Lord! Public. Walk into the bank and say, praise the Lord! Public. Well, now, we're not supposed to go make a ruckus in places. I don't know. Sometimes people need to hear that. Sometimes some gal called me last week, and Vicki must have thought she was okay because she said, would you like to speak to him? And this person was asking me about my health. I don't know why you passed her on to me, but it was a questionnaire, and she asked me, you know, have you lost weight recently that you didn't intend to lose? I said, I don't think about it that much. You know, depends on what I'm doing. You know, sometimes I don't eat so much, so I lose some weight. Sometimes I eat too much, so maybe I gain some weight. Whatever, you know. But whatever, I'm blessed. Oh, she said, I'd like to hear that. Then I had two people call me this week concerned about whether I'd gotten my new Medicare card. I said, have you ever thought about just praying or getting a job or something rather than calling me because you think I'm old and I don't know what I'm thinking, so you're going to get something out of me? Click. You know? But we keep moving. We keep moving, and we've had a great move in a good direction. We are looking forward to the promise of hope, and we can't forget we still got a few months left. before the whole thing comes into place. And you know, you might think, well, man, they're kind of advertising their moves. You know what? If you're driving a tank, you don't really have to worry about somebody seeing your moves. You can just keep going. But you know, they looked at that crippled man intently, and they considered, you know, we need to consider what we should say, how we should be. You know, we need to consider. We represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, we've known that. We know that. But the disciples, when they were headed for that temple, they'd been, again, gathering. Okay, we're gathered. We're here. We're friends. You know? We're friends. We're safe here in our friendship. But we need to go to the temple. We need to share the goodness of God. We need to share the plans of God. I mean, I told you last week, and it just keeps happening. You know, Vicky said, "Yeah, somebody so and so saw that." All I wrote on Facebook was "Thank you, Jesus." And there have been 150 or so various responses. Most of them, amen. But a few explaining to me what I don't know. And I agree, there's a lot that I don't know, but what I do know, it isn't going to stop me from continuing to proclaim the goodness of God. It's about God. It's not about the president-elect. He's not our Savior. But I believe he's a vessel called by our Savior. I believe that. You know, I don't know that he's ever going to, but he just might just be out there preaching, because he does talk about God. You know?
He does, but off camera in an interview, just last night on Eric Knuckleback, he did a separate interview, and that's all he talked about.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, when you turn your head and a bullet hits your ear that would have hit your temple, might change your thinking a little bit. You know, the disciples remember. I mean, we know they were scared to death. They were hiding. They were very afraid. The Holy Spirit came. Peter redeemed himself, preaching boldly. Later, if you keep reading in Acts, Stephen, you know, they said, "He's saying that we killed the Messiah." And Stephen says, "Well, you did."
We all did.
You know? Yeah. Well, we're in on it by inheritance, you know. But well, I wasn't there, so I'm not going to exactly claim that I threw the stones. But I will tell you that I didn't always live for Jesus, and that was hard on him. You know? But not. If he says we shouldn't be discouraged, then he wasn't ever discouraged. He knew what he could do. He still knows. He still knows. And when those guys broke out of the group, because it's great when now there's 5,000 people together and miracles are breaking out and they're all rejoicing. And, you know, how many more people do you need if you got 5,000? But Jesus said, "Go into all the world." So they took a run at the temple. You know? And they made things worse, but they got bolder. You know? They could have said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." And so when they told them, "Okay, just don't speak in his name." You know? They could have said, "Yeah, well, we'll go someplace else and speak in his name." But they said, "Geez, what do you think? You think it's better that we listen to you or we listen to him?" We got to listen to him. So they flogged him. And they went away rejoicing. telling everybody the good news. They're still riled up, and we're still able to rile them. You know, if it weren't God, it wouldn't still be going, would it? If it weren't Him, it wouldn't still be going. Was it Gamaliel or somebody that said, "Hey, wait a minute, listen. You know, you might find out that you're fighting against God and not man. You might want to take it a little bit easy." But that's not how the devil works. You know, he wants to try to shut up the voice that will speak of the goodness of God. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. The enemy says, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to declare the victory in Jesus. Don't be afraid to declare your confidence in the Lord. Don't be afraid to be joyous. We don't have to hide our joy of the Lord. It's not just for the group. Or just for people that you know that are in the group. It's for the people that you're pretty sure are very far outside the group. It's for the people that just need a seed. They just need a seed. I think Jordan said you have an agnostic friend that you've seeded. I'm not sure what is that. That just, what is that? What's agnostic? What's their stand?
They say they don't know.
Oh, don't know. Okay. Not, and it's not important enough to get to know. Maybe.
They say they don't know.
Hmm. No. You don't have to go to Bible school to have agnostic friends. And you don't have to go to Bible school to know that some people just don't know, but they think they know. You know, that's how I'm now noted as so-called Christian. It's funny how you so-called Christians can be that way. I'm not a so-called Christian. I'm a Christian. Righteous or as bold as a lion. You know? We rejoice in the Lord always. That's what the Bible says. Rejoice in the Lord always. No place where it says apologize for the Lord. I've never been comfortable with the idea of people and their apologetics. What do you mean apologetics? Not apologizing for the Lord. You know? I know, but it just doesn't seem to fit when it comes to the things of the Lord, you know. But what the Bible does say is that you're a royal priesthood,
Amen.
A holy nation. The Bible says you're being perfected. The Bible says you're being transformed by the renewing of the mind. You know? The Bible says that you're what you know and what you have is foolishness to those that are perishing. Well, if somebody's perishing, throw them a lifeline. Don't worry. You know, I've told you about Morris. Morris, when we first got Morris, you didn't want to feed her without gloves on. It only took once feeding her without gloves on to learn to wear gloves. But one day she moved into the house, and when she moved into the house, she had decided most of the time no gloves are necessary. And so all of the seeds that were sown tamed that wild cat. Not supposed to be able to do that. They don't do that. They do if they decide. The gospel tamed this wildcat. Transform me by the renewing of my mind. and is still doing it and still says, move on, you know? And I still say, help me, Jesus. Help, help me, Jesus. But we keep moving. We keep drawing near to God. We keep seeking the Lord while he may be found. You know? Every day there's a new opportunity. Every day there's a new door that opens. Every day. Every day. And it might be just we have an urge to pray. Follow that urge. Might be that we have an urge to save, where we look intently and say, I maybe don't have what you want, but I'll give you what you need. I don't know. But that's our primary purpose. That's our primary purpose. All the time. All the time. It's tell them this good news. You know? That, you know, don't fall for the thing of, well, you can't be always. You are always. Don't you want God always? I want God always. I want him always protecting, always providing, always guiding. I want him always. And so I need to commit my way to the Lord, roll my way, roll with the Lord. What did Jesus do when he was rolling? You know? He was about the Father's business. And that's our business. The Father's business. We hold eternity for other people. He's given us the keys to the kingdom. And so we keep moving. And as we're moving closer. Closer to the Lord. Recognizing anything that might keep us from it. You know, last night I watched a play in a football game and it was going to be a pass play, and everybody's turned around away from the quarterback, and he ran into the end zone with nobody touching him. And I said, you know, you need to watch the quarterback too, but that's what happens sometimes if we don't keep our eyes on the prize. You know, to be about the Father's business. The football players are supposed to be about the coach's business, but we're about the Father's business, you know? So, I mean, I love the presence of God. Don't you love the presence of God? He's always a comfort to me, you know? I love his presence. And his presence builds us up for a purpose, and you know you carry the presence of God. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Everybody may not catch the fullness of joy. You know? Don't be discouraged if people don't rejoice in your presence. Don't be discouraged if you find out you're one of them. You know, it's like I'm happy to wear my MAGA hat. You know? And I probably never put it on without that thought of, well, maybe you're gloating. That's a devil. Ain't no gloat to it. It's dirty. It's been worked in. It's, you know? But I'm not going to be ashamed of what we've been praying for. You know? And so you know, I'm not going to be ashamed of the one that I pray to. And I'm not going to keep him a secret. I'm going to keep moving. Going to keep it moving. Even when it looks like you run into a problem, even when it looks like or feels like you've been flogged, or even when it looks like they're saying, don't say anything about that, no matter what it is, you know. Keep moving. Be rejoicingly intense with your intent to spread the gospel. And just be available at every opportunity. God will help. I just pray. Now I can roll. Let's roll. We can use. Let's roll, people. What are you talking about? Somebody said that we can roll with God. I'm rolling with God. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. You know. Jesus is fun. Sure. Crazy to those who don't understand, but to those of us who do, it isn't. Keep your engine running. Be ready at all times to share the hope that is within you. Don't think that God is limited to a church house. That's just where we get built up and enjoy the presence of God. But out there is where we take the presence of God. Amen? The hope that is within you, the confidence that's within you, the joy that's within you. The healing presence of God. The delivering presence of God. The protecting presence of God. It's all about the presence of God. God can do anything for anyone and everyone, and he will. And so you are the spreaders. Amen? Amen. So Lord, we just ask you to load up our hoppers so that we're ready to spread the good news of the gospel. We thank you, Lord. We pray for the continuation of the good thing that you've begun, Lord, for our nation, because we care about our nation. We care about this world. We do pray for protection for our elected president and all the people that he is bringing into his service. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them. And that you would set a shield about them. And we pray for all of those that would have aught against them, that they instead would be affected by your presence and see the light. And Lord, we just thank you that when we don't know, we know you know. And we will go with you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.